I'll tell you, I thought I was ready for some Drake May.
I'm still ready, Jones. I just feel like we're not getting it.
Yeah, what?
I feel like we were sold a bill of goods yesterday. Or maybe we were reading between the lines too well. When we
is that
saw
what it was?
You know, it was one of those like magic eyes.
Yeah.
You gotta cross your eyes.
Yep.
Next thing you know, you're like, oh, look, that's a schooner. I thought, hey, Drake May starting on Sunday. I now don't think he is.
So
I don't think
you completely reversed.
Yeah, no, I bailed on it because So yesterday we started our show right on the heels of a Gerard Mayo Monday here on the WEEI, and he didn't confirm nor deny who the starting quarterback was going to be on Sunday, but he left that door wide open. And you're like, all right, this is pointing towards Drake May. Same thing at his press conference. And then both Mike Reese and Adam Schefter, guys that work in the info trade, right?
Yep,
they don't.
Yep,
they're
yep,
not
yep,
in
yep.
the speculation trade. Oh. They are in the hard facts. We're both like, hey, a change of quarterback could be coming soon. I'm like, all right, soon could be this Sunday. It's been 24 hours, including an appearance by Jacoby Brissett on with Hart and Arcan yesterday. And still no announcement. I got a bad, as the great Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and Obi-Wan Kenobi would say, I got a bad feeling about this.
So I do too, but you're now, you just think it's not happening.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Until I see it.
I'm not there yet, but okay. I feel much worse about it than we did when we got off the air yesterday.
Yeah. Percentage that Drake May starts is?
I still think he's going to start. Like,
100%?
I'm nervous. No, but like, yesterday I was like 99%.
Okay.
51? Like slightly more than half.
So that took a hit.
Yeah, no, okay. It took a big hit.
Okay.
So I'm nervous about it, but I still think it's going to happen because I think, again, the backdrop of yesterday was, or Sunday rather, was empty stadium, fans booing, fans disinterested. This is the one thing that'll get people to tune in. On top of it, you have the team teetering on a mutiny, maybe a full-blown mutiny for the quarterback play. The quarterback individually was the worst we've seen yet. Like almost individually, singularly responsible for that game the other day, that loss. So yeah, I think it's going to happen, but the odds took a big hit yesterday for sure because we thought we'd get an announcement or a report by the end of the day, and we're still sitting here waiting, which is disappointing.
Yeah, it's really strange to me that it feels like it's not going to happen. It could, you know, it's still Tuesday, so there's time to make that adjustment, announcement, and all that stuff. They then go to London, and then they're back home week 8 against the Jets. And I know there had been some speculation out there like, well, he did face the Jets there for a hot second. Maybe he goes and he makes his first start against the team that he made his first appearance against. But, like, what? I don't understand the point of that. Like, what? Why are we delaying that? If he can go week 8 or if he can go week 7, why can't he go week 6?
Yeah, and if he could have gone week 6, why couldn't he go week 5?
Like, 100%.
We can go backwards on this one all you want. And so we'll get to all your thoughts on it today, 617-779-7937. Phone lines open there. A lot of ways you can get in touch with the show. You can text us, 37937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Follow along on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can watch the live streams there. Or go back and watch past interviews, future interview with Tommy Curran at High Noon today. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Patriots and quarterback. We'll get his thoughts on the latest on Jabril Peppers. We'll also get into a variety of things today, Tier Tuesday.
Jones! Jones!
What?
Is breaking
I hope you're sitting down,
breaking
sir.
I am!
WEEI is presented by BetQL.
What?
Bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
According to the New York Jets, according to Adam Schefter, the New York Jets have fired Robert Saleh.
That's the news?
Robert Saleh is done.
Who won in our pool? Somebody won in our pool, didn't
they? I had Daboll. I had the right city. I didn't have the right team. But Robert Saleh fired. I'm sure he and Aaron Rodgers had a great relationship. That's what we were told to believe. Those guys were great. But yeah. Robert Saleh, the Jets are a very disappointing 2-3 to start the season. And that's all Schefter had. No, you know, who's stepping up in his place or anything like that. That was just a simple tweet that, according to sources, Robert Saleh has been fired.
Imagine if it's Nathaniel Hackett. He couldn't do it in Denver.
I mean, it probably will be Hackett.
I mean, it might. I mean, I guess it could be.
I mean,
but this was a team that I thought.
The team is Aaron Rodgers, so
they
like, it probably will be Hackett.
This is so dumb. Now, I don't know if Bill Belichick would have taken the job. I feel like he would have, because I think Bill Belichick wanted to be a head coach at the end of last season. Now, maybe things have changed because he has 10 jobs and, you know, his life has changed and all that. But I thought he wanted to be head coach. This made so much sense. You're getting Aaron Rodgers back. You have a very small window to win. Same kind of window if you brought in Bill Belichick. If you were, if Robert Saleh was on such thin ice that after five games you're going to fire him, how does he start the season? And they're not 0-5. They're not even 1-4. But he has been in New York for three-plus seasons with a record of 20-36. Three straight losing seasons.
Yeah. All right,
and
guys, all gas?
All gas, no breaks. So Robert Saleh, done.
Done. And none of us had it. How did none of us have it? You had Daboll.
Yeah, I felt good about Daboll the
Nick
first couple weeks.
Nick and I both had Dennis Allen.
Yeah, he started hot. Now he's going the other way.
Yeah.
Who did Laney have?
Billy had Antonio Pierce. So none of us get the first head coach fired, correct? Robert Saleh out.
Five games.
What was his record again? 20-36?
20-36 overall. They're 2-3 this season.
And obviously they're trending in the wrong direction. Maybe they were never going in the right direction, but they're a mess. I wouldn't rule out that Hackett gets that job because
they did beat the Patriots by 21 points.
It's true. But I wouldn't rule out that Hackett gets the job because it's all Aaron Rodgers there.
Yeah.
What Aaron wants, Aaron gets. And that's what's going to happen. Even though Rodgers, I think, is a big part of the problem.
Yeah,
he's
struggled.
Game, he's been bad. Is Bill in the mix there?
Yes.
In season, Bill's in the mix there right now.
It depends if they're willing to shake it up that drastically. Like, I think that's a lot to bring in a guy in season. But I think it's also dumb to start a year with the guy and then fire him 5 weeks in. Like, how is the leash that short for a guy that you're willing to play? So I think to start next season, he absolutely 100% is in the mix. But stranger things have happened. I bet they would at least give him a call. I wonder if Bill thinks it would be too challenging and doesn't want to have that like on his resume for a year. Like if he goes in there and struggles, like I don't think he wants that.
I mean, I just don't think he's going to have a lot of options. I think if the Jets call and offer him a job, he takes it. I just don't know how many jobs he's going to be offered.
But do you think they just go with, whether it's Hackett or somebody else, just an interim for the rest of the
probably.
Year?
Probably.
Yeah, so he could probably just wait till the next year. I don't think they're going to extend Hackett.
No, I don't think the Jets are going to be lining. I don't think a lot of teams are lining up for Bill. My point is.
No, I agree with that, but I think the Jets were one of them.
Maybe. I don't know that Bill gets that call in the offseason is my point. Never mind right now. But would Bill be smart to take that job? He was last seen last night on the Manning cast. I don't know if you've seen these highlights.
Yeah.
Cracking jokes about a variety of things, including.
I bet they're hilarious.
The Colts pumping in noise at the old RCA Dome.
Play the hits.
Which. It takes a lot of restraint for the Mannings not to fire right back at Bill for all his cheating scandals.
I know, like seriously, Bill, like come on. Like,
oh, wow. Oh, all the noise at the RCA Dome. I feel like you're opening yourself up pretty good there, Bill.
Yeah. At least the cameras were in the right spot and the balls were inflated, but fine. Like, seriously. Bill maybe shouldn't toss stuff out there like that.
Yeah.
But by the way, the Jets are playing Monday Night Football next week against the Bills.
New York J-E-T-E Jets!
Yeah!
Okay.
First game post Robert Saleh will be on Monday Night Football at home.
Can I tell you that is not the news I thought we were getting there? I was really excited.
Okie doked you there.
Really excited.
Yeah.
That I thought we were getting, well, quarterback news either way, I guess. I wasn't really sure what it was going to be. But the news of the day right now, news of the hour, Robert Saleh out in New York. First head coach fired. We already had our first quarterback benched as well. That was Bryce Young. So I don't think any of us got either of those right
early
in our preseason predictions.
No, but think about this. Now, I know all these teams are coming out a little bit differently, right? Like Robert Saleh's been there for a little while. But when you're talking about quarterback changes or another topic that has been brought up, talk about play calling changes, teams they need to react, right? Like, you know, one or two games, all right, that's a little premature. That's a little bit quick. Although Bryce Young got benched after two games. But Robert Saleh, head coach, that's a major decision. After five games, you're like, no, this ain't it. We need to move on.
Well, it's a good point. And I haven't followed all the reporting out of New York, but it's pretty obvious that something's off. Rodgers was shoving Saleh in a win on national TV just a couple of weeks ago against the Patriots. You know, Garrett Wilson hasn't seemed happy there. Breece Hall isn't being properly utilized. So, like, all these questions you had about New York, I don't know if there's reports of teetering on a mutiny or anything that. But obviously, they're
probably
not meeting expectations, not playing well, and things seem off there. And what do? They fire their coach. The Patriots have...
He's got to go all the way to London, or is he Germany, wherever they were? They were in London, then they fly
back.
They
were in London against the Vikings.
By the way, you're done.
By the way, you should have just stayed in London.
Yeah.
Stayed on a vacation, because you're not going to work there anymore.
You're done, son.
So, no, but it does apply to the Patriots in that way, where it's like, hey, it's week five, changes are going to start happening. And the Patriots quarterback change, I'm nervous it's not going to happen, but I'd still say 51-49 it's going to happen. They go to Drake May. You're now out. You don't think it's going to
happen? Yeah, no, I think Brissett's starting.
Okay.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Here's the real question with Drake May. that I think is important for Patriots fans out there, and we all know a lot of you want to see the switch. We want to see the switch. Can Drake May turn their season around? And define that how you want. You know, that doesn't mean win the Super Bowl. That doesn't even mean make the playoffs. But can he make a difference in terms of wins and losses and in terms of getting other weapons involved that aren't being properly utilized right now, making the offense look functional? Can he turn their season around in that way? Because if your answer is no, no, he can't. The team is too bad. They don't have enough talent. They're going to go to the bottom of the league no matter what they do.
Yeah.
Then I get the hesitancy in playing Drake May. But if you think he can turn things around, even another win or two, and make it look functional on offense, then now is the time to make the change. And I do think he can turn it around. If that's the goal and that's the bar, I do think he can turn it around.
Yeah, I think they're a bottom five team regardless, but they might be dead last with Brissett, right? They might win a couple more games that they might not. Like, they could easily lose out if they just do the same things the rest of the way. And they have very winnable games, and I know the same teams would say the same thing about the Patriots. But when you look ahead, you know, Jacksonville stinks. New York just fired their coach. Tennessee stinks. The Rams, depending on their health, they're 1-4. They've been really bad. The Colts have really struggled. Like, it's not a murderer's row. The schedule that we saw at the beginning of the year, or when it first came out, looked a lot more difficult than the schedule that is now in front of them. And they've already lost one game in overtime, and they lost one game by 5 points in which they had the lead for most of it. So if you get better quarterback play, not even Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, just better quarterback play, maybe you win those two other games.
Yeah.
So if you play that out, I think they win more games because the beauty of the quarterback, Jones, and I think some people are having a hard time with this, can lift the play of everybody else around you. So your receivers, which we haven't seen much, could be better. They could show you something with the better quarterback. Even the line can play better. There might not be as many hits on the quarterback if the guy gets the ball out quicker. The running game improves because the passing game is improved. Like, the whole thing can improve with the quarterback. So even though my main reason for playing Drake May is more about being ready for 2025, I think you can still, the side effect could be some extra wins and certainly more competitive / entertaining games the rest of the season.
Well, I think that's a no-brainer. Yeah. It has to be more entertaining. It can't be less entertaining.
It can't not be.
You can lose the same amount of games and be a little more entertaining, but is that a reason to make the switch? Can Drake May save their season or at least turn their season around?
That's an odd question.
Couple extra wins, Alex Van Pelt.
Yep.
More functional on offense. If you think he can do that, then now is the time to make the change. And where do you think things are at with the Patriots? 617-779-7937. Jacoby Brissett said yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, he expects to be the starter. He also was a little salty, and I want to get into that coming up in just a little bit. But continuing to react to the news to the New York Jets that they have fired Robert Saleh, first head coach fired. Peter Schrager says Jeff Ulbrich, so I'm wrong. It's not Nathaniel Hackett.
Who's Jeff Ulbrich?
I think he's their defensive coordinator. Yeah, thumbs up back there. If you watch their Hard Knocks, I watched like a couple episodes of that. He was the guy wearing the backwards hat with the beard from Baltimore.
Nice.
Jeff Ulbrich is the interim head coach for the Jets, according to Peter Schrager.
All right.
I thought he had like some...
Jeff Ulbrich.
Didn't he have like some controversy in New York?
Oh, boy. Did he really? I'll dig into this. I don't see anything.
Was it like about Hackett before they brought in Hackett or something like
Maybe.
That? I'm trying to remember what he was in the news for. He was in the news for something last offseason.
He played 10 years for the Niners. He was a linebacker from 2000 to 2009, and then he's been a coach pretty much ever since. He's been the D coordinator since 2021 with the Jets. So, all right, been there.
It's not a spirited hire, I'll tell you that.
No. I mean,
Nathaniel Hackett, to me, would at least be interesting just in
That'd
that.
Be worse.
Okay, it would be worse, but it's also like, okay, this is clearly Aaron Rodgers pulling the strings, running the whole organization, which I still believe, but at least this is a little bit veiled. I mean, I'm sure Rodgers got Saleh fired, but maybe this is Woody Johnson or whoever's way of saying, okay, fine, I'll listen to you on the head coach, but...
But this has got to be for the team, though.
You don't just get to do anything you want in the whole organization.
No, but I think the rest of the team can be like, all right, at least we're better at defense than offense, so if anybody's getting promoted, it's the defensive guy.
That's a good point.
Also, he was the Falcons... linebackers coach when the Patriots came back in the Super Bowl.
Oh, 28-3.
He got to see seats for that one.
Well, I can see why that guy would eventually get to be a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
A lot accomplished there.
Uh-huh.
So the Jets are a mess, which maybe makes that week
They're
8.
They're not alone.
Maybe that makes week 8 more in play, Keith, right? Like you're like, oh boy, the Jets are sinking. They just
smoked
the Patriots.
Or this could be a spark. I feel like anything is better than Robert
Saleh.
Dead
cat bounce?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for a couple games now, I don't know about
they got the Bills on Monday.
They got Buffalo on Monday night.
Dead cap bounce Bills.
That happens, right?
Oh, it happens all the time.
You see it. I mean, even Jeff Saturday won a game. Didn't Jeff Saturday beat Josh McDaniels?
Bills are favored by 3 in New York. Home dog? Dead cap bounce?
I kind of like them.
Well, I kind of like them. Bills? Let me race out there.
Bills, Steelers, Pats, Texans are their next four for the Jets. I mean, they'll be favored in probably just the Pats game.
That's probably true. Yeah. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Lottie already lining up there. We'll get to the Patriots, their quarterback decision. Can Drake May turn things around? If you think he can, it's time to get him in. If you don't, then when are you going to play him? Is there any point in playing him if you don't think he'll turn things around this season? You can jump in there on the phones. We will get to Jacoby Brissett again. A little testy yesterday in his interview with WEEI Afternoons. Huh. And he made clear he expects to be the starter this weekend for the Patriots against the Texans. I like that less. So we'll get to that. As I was starting to say before breaking news, it's a Tier Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up about 1 hour from now, we'll tier out all the teams throughout the NFL. I think you can guess where the Patriots are. But you'll find out officially at 11:20. It's also a Tommy Tuesday. We'll get all the latest with the Patriots. What's going on with Drake May? What's going on with the Patriots and their power structure, their decision-making? Also, all the latest on Jabril Peppers. That's at high noon with Tommy Curran. And it's Kiefer Madness on a Tuesday at 12:45. So a lot going on. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And we'll get to Jacoby Brissett. Why is he upset? And is there more evidence that the Patriots could be going to Drake May?
Gerard Mayo said this morning that your performance wasn't good enough. Do you expect to start this week, or do you have some question as to your status?
Nope, I don't have any questions on that.
Okay. You expect to start?
You
just
expect
to clarify
start?
Real quick?
Yeah.
So that swayed you, Keith? That is a salty dog. Yeah, no, it did. Well, that, one of the reasons why it swayed me. So that was Brissett yesterday with Hart and Arcand. He still believes he is the starter. But you're like, all right, that's a tough spot for him to be in. He's doing the interview after the game. You know, Patriots Monday, we always talk with at the station the quarterback. And so, like, he was the last starter. So I wasn't surprised that they talked to him. But you hear his answer, and then you combine it with crickets. Like, I was like, all right, maybe an hour after that there'll be an announcement. Maybe 2 hours after that. Because I feel like there's less likely to be an announcement from Gerard Mayo at a press conference than there would be Rappaport and Schefter tweeting it out at the same time.
So,
like they did the other day with whatever that was.
I agree with that. It was going with Brissett, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually might have been.
Yeah.
We got that right before the meeting started, right? It came out. So those guys are probably just sitting on that waiting to go. I'm like, well, why not now?
Okay, so when's the timeline for that? Because I agree. I think Schefter or Rap Sheet are going to break it. It's not just Mayo announcing it at the podium. So like, I think tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I think we have until tomorrow morning to get the announcement.
Because don't they have to have Wednesday practice with the guy who is the starter? Like for the team, they need to know. And then there's so many people that would know that even if they don't purposely leak it, it'll get leaked out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't keep a secret from 100 people.
No.
Like, this is the guys who's starting.
So, look, they had their squad meeting, their staff meetings. They had all of that yesterday, and maybe they put the ball in motion. But you're right. I doubt they told the team because that would probably leak out soon. So I think we have until like tomorrow morning by the time we get on the air. If we haven't heard it by then I'll bend the knee and say it's gonna be Jacoby Brissett.
All right, so we're a little bit 20 hours?
Yeah.
24 hours.
I still think there's time. But I don't love hearing Brissett say, I'm starting this week. I expect to start this week. Expect to start is what he was asked.
And everyone's like, oh, good for you.
So I'm trying to remember last year with Mac. I feel like that's how Mac answered it. Like, we'd be like, oh, are you going to start? That's up to coach. Do you expect to start?
And the Mac stuff was so weird, too, because he kept starting and getting pulled and then starting and getting pulled. And you're like, well, what is happening?
Yeah,
here?
Why,
like,
do you still expect to start over there? Like,
you
did you watch the game?
Coming out of the game. Yeah. Like, Brissett has only been removed from the game once.
Right.
In five games. Like,
and
he's gone wire to wire.
And that was three games ago, right? The end of the Jets game. He's played the last two wire to wire.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's interesting. We'll get to another salty answer from Jacoby Brissett because he seemed a little extra testy yesterday. 617-779-7937. I say extra. I mean, normally he's very pleasant, and he seemed testy is probably the better way to phrase that. Couple of texts, 37937, before we get to the phones here. Number one, do you know the Bruins season starts today?
What?
Maybe you could talk about them instead of whether or not Drake May should start against the Texans. We will talk about that.
Both things can be true.
But I don't like your attitude, text
I don't
line.
Care for that. Yeah. We'll obviously talk about the Bruins. They have their opener tonight. But we're just reacting to Drake May. And yes, he should start against the Texans.
Yeah.
They both can be true. It's a four-hour program. We will, for sure, talk Bruins.
We have some Bruins talk scheduled for 11.
Uh-huh.
We'll get to more later on in the program as well. So just hold your horses.
Yep.
We'll get to it. I don't care for the tone.
No, that was mean.
Also, this one, 37937, you're delusional if you think Bill won't get offers next year. Dallas, Giants, Jets, Philly, one of those teams he'll be coaching if he wants to.
That was me texting you.
He wanted to last year, just FYI, and he's not coaching, so yeah. I don't know why you're so confident in that. But the texter is reacting to the news of the day that Robert Saleh out in New York, if you're just tuning in, fired by the Jets, first coach fired. Keith, you don't think he'll get a call to take the Jets job right now, but you think at the conclusion of the year, Bill's in play with the Jets.
Yeah, I think he'll be one of their first calls. It also depends on how Aaron Rodgers' season goes. If Aaron Rodgers just falls apart, which unfortunately I have to leave that door open. You know, I've been pro Aaron Rodgers. I thought he was going to have a bounce back year. It's been pretty bad. Outside of the Patriots game, it's been pretty rough. So if he sucks and they decide they need to get a new quarterback, that might prevent them from bringing in Bill. I think you're only bringing in Bill if you already have your quarterback. Because we've seen...
And Bill loves Rodgers.
Yeah, they love each other. It's a great combination. But I think all these teams, and one of the reasons why he didn't get any of the other jobs is or even offers, all those other teams either had young quarterbacks, were about to draft a guy, whatever. You know, Atlanta, a little bit different. They ended up signing Cousins, but they did draft Penix. I think they know post-Brady, you look at the quarterbacks that Bill had, you need to have your quarterback ready to go. So if Rodgers sucks the rest of the year, then that might prevent them from being interested in Bill.
So I don't think Bill's going to get the call either way. I don't think he's going to get a lot of calls. And I don't think Bill is going to be in the position to be picky and choosy like that texter believes. We'll find out who's right. But again, if you think Bill's just going to have his pick of the litter, he had one job last year that he wasn't offered. He didn't finish in the top 3-4, and no other teams were interested.
So I would agree with the texter in that the eight teams that were available last – well, one was the Patriots. So the seven other teams that were available last year –
Dallas could have fired their coach.
So Philly, they should have
fired their coach. They didn't.
So Dallas, Philly, and New York all should have fired their coaches. Jerry Jones famously doesn't fire coaches until it's too late. Philly decided to keep the coach and change all the coordinators. And New York decided to keep their coach for five games. So to me, they all made mistakes. Now, whether or not they all would have hired Bill or not, those teams make way more sense because it's just a little – you need a little boost over the top. The rosters are all good there. So you just need an improvement at coach. And even if Bill has lost a step from a few years ago, he's better than Robert Saleh, he's better than Nick Sirianni, he's better than Mike McCarthy.
So you can jump in on that, 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. Let me just hear salty Jacoby Brissett yesterday.
Oh,
Arcan, I think you hear the question here. Arcan is going to ask about the mutiny report.
Uh-oh.
The in-house report from Evan Lazar. Here's that exchange.
Said that there was a mutiny or that the locker room was on the verge of a mutiny. Talked about guys sort of being upset with each other and general frustrations after that last loss. In terms of a mutiny, it didn't seem like you guys were throwing a mutiny against anybody there yesterday. But was it maybe, you know, in the locker room, is that frustration starting to take on a different form maybe that someone who's not super familiar might look at and think, oh, boy, this is worse than it looks?
No, that's just terrible reporting.
Okay. So would you call it just normal frustration after a tough game?
Terrible reporting on somebody that has no idea what they're talking about.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it. No,
hang on. That's Mr. Nice Guy, Jacoby Brissett, Keith.
No, but I love it because
it's... No, that's just terrible reporting.
It's super fair. No, because listen, like, it's not our report, but we've called him a terrible quarterback.
Yeah.
So if he feels like that's a terrible report, call it like you see it. That's also a pro team response.
Yep.
Obviously, you're propping up the coaching staff, all this stuff. Like, there's no way there's a mutiny.
You're propping up yourself. You're at the root of the mutiny, supposedly.
Yes. 100%. So a terrible report. Good for him.
Terrible report. No, somebody that has no idea what they're talking about.
I love it.
It
could be both a terrible report and he can be a terrible quarterback. Like, these are both true.
To me, it sounds like a guy who might know he's losing his job.
Oh, maybe.
That's what came across to me in the tone.
But even the best guy in the world, and even if you try to avoid it, if you have tens of hundreds of thousands of people saying you shouldn't be playing and we don't want to see you and you are a part of the worst football game they've ever seen, that's going to kind of, you're a human being. Like, that's going to hurt a little bit.
Lash out a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, look, I don't blame the guy.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if that's why it came through a little bit. Like, normally he's composed. Normally he's willing to play that game.
Yeah.
And he wasn't yesterday.
Yeah,
so what changed? Yeah. What changed? Maybe he knows he's going to lose his job.
Yeah.
Let's start it off with our buddy Jonathan in Randolph. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. You can't think too badly of Jacoby. Imagine if you had to get interviewed by Arcand every week. But But with that salty Bruins fan, it's like, calm down. You'd be the fifth team in the city if the Revolution were any good. And with the Revolution, I'm bringing that up, not randomly. That is the key point, I think, in the Kraft organization here, where this Kraft organization has no idea what they're doing, and that goes from the quarterback on upwards to the front office, where they are so proud to say, oh, they treat all their, you know, assets like their, you know, business, like their Dunder Mifflin paper business thing. And it's just, you can see with the Revolution how now you can see with the Patriots what they've done in the Revolution, where skimp on money, skimp on hiring, skimp on players. And it shouldn't be shocking that we're now seeing the same on-the-field results. And I don't think that's a coincidence. And I think it's emblematic of how, with the quarterback situation here, they don't know what to do. Like, they know the fans want May, but they don't know what to do because they don't know how to avoid screwing this up worse.
So it's interesting, you know, the Revs example, and I don't follow them super close, but
but it is a criticism I've heard before. Yeah. I've heard from Revs fans that are like, just wait till it happens to the team that you're rooting for.
Wait till you don't have Brady anymore. 5 years later, you're the Football Revolution. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the Revs of the NFL. And what's the common denominator there? Ownership. That would be the common denominator. Uh-huh. Marshall is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Marshall.
Yeah, hey, you know, as far as starting May, it's not about wins and losses. Really, the wins and losses really matter this season. They're not going to win any more games with May, but at least they could make the games more interesting to watch. It has just been horrific. I mean, I'm 66, man. I've been watching the Patriots, God, since I think the first game I saw I went to was at Boston University or Harvard or wherever.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. they played at both, Marshall. Nickerson Field. Yeah. They played at the Harvard Stadium. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Fenway Park. You didn't get them at Fenway?
True.
I did not.
You missed out. Imagine that.
So I would agree that
Babe Parilli running around on the infield dirt there.
Drake May makes it way more exciting, but I wouldn't rule out the fact that they win more games.
Me neither.
Because they got such poor quarterback play thus far. And they lost the game in overtime, and they lost the game by 5 points, in which they had the lead for the vast majority of it. So that's two right there, where if your quarterback play is slightly better, you probably win. His first point about, like, it's not about wins and losses for this season, I agree with him on that. I do agree with him on that, but it doesn't mean that you won't get a few more wins if you play them.
Development's more important than wins and losses, but wins and losses are pretty high on my list.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't want to go 2-15.
No, but I also think there's a major difference between losing 31-3 and, you know, 27-21.
I agree.
What the hell? You're 3-12 or whatever, 3-14, they can look a lot different.
If you have a Joe Burrow rookie year or a
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, they were decent.
Oh, the team actually wasn't bad.
Like a Justin Herbert. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, you win 5 or 6 games, but obviously you're competitive. I'll take that in a heartbeat. So development's more important than wins and losses, but wins and losses are pretty high on my list. 617-779-7937. What should the Patriots do with Jabril Peppers? I think that's a question that we should get to here coming up. And how does his situation, which is awful, how does it tie in with the decision for Drake May? We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
Mr. Peppers, do you want to comment on the assault charges?
He's not going to comment now, but what I said in the courtroom, I'll repeat, that we have evidence that completely contradicts the alleged victim's story, and I expect my client to be fully exonerated.
And it was video evidence?
Yes, and other evidence as well.
Okay.
That is the lawyer for Jabril Peppers, accused of some truly awful things, choking his girlfriend, throwing her down the stairs, placing her out on the street without any clothes on, things like this. You hear the lawyer there claiming, well, we have video evidence. It's going to ultimately prove his innocence. It'll exonerate him. And so that was the exchange yesterday. In Braintree, the question becomes, what do the Patriots do with Jabril Peppers, and how does it all apply to the situation moving forward? Because he's not going to be due back in court until November. So I don't think we're going to get a ton of updates on this.
Right.
Gerard Mayo yesterday on the Greg Hill Show, Keith, and we didn't spend a ton of time on this yesterday, but he did say he's going to be invited back into the facility. He's still on the team at this hour. Should he be?
Yeah, so these ones are always tough to talk about, and they pop up, unfortunately, all the time, it seems like, whether it's the NFL, other sports. And without knowing everything that's going on, it's so hard to know for sure, right? To be like, he should be off the team, or you should 100%, you know, just play him until it all plays out, because you don't know, and people end up looking really stupid. Like, the people right now that are, like, dead set, like, get rid of him, he should be off the team. But then what if there is proof that he didn't do anything wrong? And then you're like, so somebody said something about him, and now you're going to immediately knee-jerk reaction, get rid of him? But also, you do have to take it very seriously, like, what is being brought up. And so if it is true, he doesn't need to be on the team anymore. He doesn't need to play on this team.
How about this?
You kind of put him on ice for a
little
bit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Should he play in the meantime?
No.
And you have the injury out, so like you can say, oh, yeah, he's not cleared yet.
No, I don't think so. And then there's also the part where I don't know if this knocks you out. I mean, this might be something the league looks into, is the more serious situation is the assault and the strangulation. But then there's also like, yeah, that's my cocaine. So I think the cocaine thing might be enough for the league to be like, all right, you're not going to play for a little bit. And I know they don't rule that quickly, but for the Patriots to say, we're going to sit you out. And so, the team sucks, right? And I bring that up because it's a lot easier to make examples of players when the team is bad. So, like, Jalen Reagor, on a lesser degree, he was obviously upset, and he was popping off about his role. All right, see you later. Like, you can do that. It maybe shouldn't be this way, but when the team is really good or the player is really good, it's like, well, can we kind of look the other way here and make sure they can find a way on the field?
Not for nothing. They just paid him. Now there might be a way. There might be a way to get out of the contract.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's violating your contract, and they could probably recoup some of that money.
The cocaine
clause. But like,
no cocaine.
They paid him.
Yeah,
and so you know. Does that impact their decision making at all? It shouldn't, but it might.
This kind of makes it a gray area too. He's also technically hurt, right? So it's not like we don't even know if he's healthy enough to play.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I think there are a variety of outs where you don't have to cut him right away.
Yeah,
you let the legal process play out, but you shouldn't put him on the field in the meantime. I'm with you on that.
But I'm curious about the lawyer was pretty dead set that he has proof. They like video proof.
Yeah,
like all right, like are we gonna see that or. I mean, can they show the Patriots that? And then that way they'll feel better about whether or not they make that. I mean, probably not because it's a legal case right now.
Well, we know Gerard and Jabril Peppers already talked. We know that.
Yeah.
And so
it was his call from prison.
Yeah, I don't know what the Patriots know. Ted Johnson, by the way, tweeted this out yesterday. I think this is interesting. As like a side product, we called it yesterday multiple times, rock bottom for the Patriots. Worst it's been since the early 90s. And hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel with Drake May. I'm more skeptical of that today. Ted says, if you don't think the arrest of Jabril Peppers impacts the timeline for when Drake May is going to start, then I have some Rolexes I want to sell you out of the trunk of my car.
Who's got Rolexes?
I guess.
I'm not a watch guy.
No.
No.
I'd
tell time by the sun.
If it's a good deal, I'd buy it out of the trunk of a car.
Sure.
Yeah.
Looks good. A little Rolex.
It's got to be real.
Yeah.
He says, playing DM, Drake May, changes the focus to the future and gives the fan base hope. In other words.
He called Drake May DM?
Yep, he did.
Slide
into the DMs. You don't think that's going to stick?
He's DM?
Yeah, you don't think that's going to stick?
Well, Drake May is like a cool enough name. I don't think you need to go by DM.
There is a lot you can do with May.
Yeah.
And even Drake.
Drake?
Yeah.
We love the Drake.
Hashtag don't break Drake.
Don't break Drake.
I don't like that one as much.
I love the Drake.
He's insinuating that...
But they haven't made that call yet.
No,
you think if they announced it yesterday, that takes almost all the attention, just the way our minds work? We're like, oh, this
if
is...
If they announce it right now, it'll take our minds off Jabril Peppers and we'll all move on.
They haven't announced it yet.
No.
So...
Do you think any... No matter where it is, do you think that's any part of their thought process and any part of their thinking?
No.
All right, well, then go buy some Rolexes out of
I'll buy a Rolex, then I'll try to flip it. What I'll do is I'll buy it for 10, sell it for 20. That's a profit for me.
It's true. So what do the Patriots do with Jabril Peppers? Should he be on the team? Should he be allowed to play in the meantime? And does it factor into the Drake May decision-making at all? Ted Johnson thinks it does. You can jump in there. Kurt's in Tampa. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I was piggybacking off of that conversation you guys were having earlier about the quarterback play. Do you guys think if the team still had Bailey Zappe, they'd at least be 3-2? Because, I mean, Cincinnati, all they did was run the ball. Seattle, all they did was run the ball. And then I think they beat Miami, too, with him.
Would they be 3-2 with Bailey Zappe? That sounds high.
Zappe kind of stinks.
Would Zappe be better than Jacoby Brissett? Let me ask you that.
Same. I don't think it'd be markedly better or worse.
Let me ask you one I heard the Greg Hill Show talking about today.
Yeah.
Would they be... We said very definitively after week one they wouldn't have won that Cincinnati game if Mac were out there. Jacoby Brissett protected the football. Would they be better off with Mac?
No.
Would they be more watchable with Mac?
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that.
He'd throw a couple more picks, but maybe mix one into the end zone?
Emphasis on maybe.
Jacoby Brissett is on pace for a full season.
Yeah.
7 touchdown passes.
I mean, what did Mac get?
That's insane.
Like 10?
Burrow had 5 on Sunday.
Yesterday. Yeah.
So Burrow
or
might.
Sunday, yeah.
There's a chance.
7!
He's on pace for 7. That doesn't mean he's going to hit 7.
No.
He could have fewer touchdown passes in an entire NFL season than Joe Burrow had on Sunday. That's in play. You could play him every single week, and he might have fewer touchdown passes than
Mac
Joe Burrow.
Jones in 11 games last year through 10. So it's not much better, but
no,
that is better.
So like just so what that would have been like a 15 touchdown season if he played the whole year.
Yeah.
That's twice as good.
Yeah, he's also throwing more picks. He threw 12 in 11 games.
Yeah, he giveth and taketh away.
He do.
Yeah.
He doeth.
Yeah.
Alex is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
This is Butter Guy from Twitch chat. So hello all the time.
Oh, Twitter. What's up, Butter Guy?
Hello, Butter Guy.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Jacoby, yeah, he's been a disappointment, but at the end of the last game versus Miami, if he could just turn his brain off and not think and just throw to a spot, he was actually making some decent throws on like 3rd and 20 or what have you. It's just the game, unfortunately, doesn't play out like that throughout its entirety. I mean, he holds onto the ball way too long. So that's what I got on Jacoby. And the expectations for Drake May, we have to be smart as a fan base. He's not going to save our season. We're already 1-4. We're horrible. But if we can just see some progression from week to week, he's not throwing off his back foot, he's making the right reads, just small things that can give us a little bit of hope.
Yeah, so I'm with you.
Definitely.
The development is more important than the wins, but again,
yeah.
I'll take 6 wins over 3. I know not everybody feels that way. Some people feel like you want the higher draft pick.
No, but I get it because I think that does help the development. And
yeah.
That is like, so it's like winning plays. So like,
and yeah. They have a quarterback. If they didn't have a quarterback, I would be all in on 2 wins. I'd be like, get 2 wins and get the best quarterback in the draft. We think they have the quarterback, so I'm less hung up on the highest pick.
Well, and also, I think the wins part of it is also really important for the coaching staff. And whether you think they're going to be here for 2, 3, 5 years from now, the way the fourth quarter played out, this on Sunday, regardless of who your quarterback is, that's one where the coach and the coordinators need to figure out how to win that game. How do you hold on to win that game?
100%.
And they didn't. So if they win a couple extra games, yeah, we'll probably give Drake May the credit. But then the truth is maybe Mayo's learning something. Maybe Van Pelt and Covington are learning something as well, if, in fact, those guys are even back next year.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We got all your thoughts on the Patriots. Jabril Peppers, what should they do? Drake May, is he going to start? Can he save their season or at least turn it around? And why was Jacoby Brissett so salty yesterday? Was that an indication of a move that could be coming at quarterback? We covered all that in the first hour, along with the breaking news on Robert Saleh. Out, first coach fired in the NFL. Jets now have a vacancy. Could Bill be sniffing around for that job? Would he be a good fit? All of that on the phones at 617-779-7937. But as one texter alerted us to earlier today, and thank God for that texter because I totally forgot.
Uh-huh.
37937. The Bruins season starts tonight. Weather permitting.
Yeah, were they playing outside?
Milton's pretty scary, though.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Uh-huh.
So weather permitting, they're going to play this game tonight in Florida against the Panthers. Your Bruins season expectations, and how do we feel about Jeremy Swayman and his actual production this year, now that he's signed long-term? We'll get to all of that with your Patriots phone calls next.